You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk and Text Line. You can call in or text in at 833-212-1017. In addition to that, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by simply going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe so you do not miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Let me go there, my dang self, YouTube, and then type in 101. Oh, wow, that's crazy. Breaking news. I don't know if y'all saw this or not, but breaking news. If y'all are familiar who Letitia James and James Comey are, a judge has dismissed indictments over unlawful prosecutor appointment. So interesting. I'm sure Dr. Ken will talk about it in the very Dr. Ken way that he can, but that's breaking news. I guess there are some checks and balances when it comes to coming after your political opponents and trying to just create some type of thing against them. But anyways, make sure y'all go to YouTube. Oh, happy birthday, Sincere, I see, on the talking, on YouTube. Again, give us a like, give us a share on YouTube. Shout out to Rhea Riley, holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hello.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, it was a good weekend. Very good weekend. No complaints here. Had a chill time. You know, got a chance to hang out with family. You know, it was just cool. Laid back. But with that being said, Truth Nation, got a lot that we want to get to. It is a short week with the holiday week. Truth will be in automation on Thursday and Friday. And as part of that, do know that the Truth Summit will be re-aired on Thursday from 10 to noon and then Friday from 4 to 6. And then you also hear the best of your favorite 1017 The Truth shows. But with all that being said, let's get into the weekend recap.
Truth Nation, we know you have a busy life and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Well, Truth Nation, it didn't take long for the little Slender Man girl to go missing. Morgan Geyser and Anissa Weir made national headlines back in 2014. Man, that was such a long time ago. When they stabbed their 12-year-old friend not once, not twice, not five times, not 10 times, not 15 times. They stabbed their friend 19 times. Just 19 times.
Damn.
Back in 2014, they're all young girls at that time. Now, they did this stabbing in honor of the fictitious character called the Slender Man. I hadn't heard of the Slender Man before that. I guess that's what the kids were into back then. But thank goodness that little girl who got stabbed 19 times, thank goodness she did survive. Weiser and Geyser were both found not guilty because they had a mental disease or defect, and they were committed to mental health institutes. Well, Weir received a 25-year sentence to life, while Geyser got sentenced to 40 years in life. Weir was released in 2021 to her dad's custody. And Geiser, just in 2025, was released to live in a group home and was scheduled to be under supervision until 2058. Crazy. Now, yesterday, the story we heard about, we all heard about this Slender Man case over a decade ago. And the plot thickens now because yesterday, Morgan Geiser, the girl who was in the group home, had broken herself free. She cut off her GPS monitor off her ankle and she dipped the hell up out of there. She said, give me my freedom. Now, this girl may have some mental health issues. Yes, she might have some mental stuff going on, some voice in her head, whatever she got going on. But one thing she realized is this. She realized what a pair of scissors could do for her. She realized a pair of scissors could give her her freedom, and that's exactly what she did. Scissors got her her freedom. And I bet she'd been plotting this for some years. I bet she was sitting there behind closed in the crazy institute with the jacket on, rocking back and forth, acting more crazy. She said, you know what? I'm going to act as crazy as possible. Poking at her food like a bird. Boop, boop. Because she had the straitjacket on, Rhea. She couldn't use her hands, so she had to use her mouth to boop, boop, to eat the food like a bird. But I bet she'd been plotting it. I bet she realized, the crazier I act, I bet you they released me into this group home. And I bet you she was plotting this. And she got into this group home, and as soon as no one was looking, she fleed that cuckoo nest. She fleed that cuckoo nest. Now, yesterday, I don't know if y'all saw or not, last night, Sunday night, in Posen, Illinois, police officers were called to a truck stop on a report of a man and a woman loitering. They found Geiser and her traveling companion, who was 42 years old, sleeping on the sidewalk. Somehow, this woman got 200 miles in that quick amount of time. But didn't realize that she probably shouldn't be sleeping on the concrete pavement. This is just a odd story. A very, very odd story. And, you know, I'm glad she got caught. I guess when she got caught, she didn't want to give him her name. She said, Google me. What are we doing? I don't know why I'm asking that, Rhea. Why am I asking what are we doing? I know this girl ain't got the right mind. But I thought it was an interesting story. She got caught. And mental health is serious. I'm not making a joke of mental health, but I am making a joke about the fact that this young girl who stabbed somebody 19 times years ago got released by a judge in Madison who decided that, she's been good. The psychologist said, she's okay. And within a year of her getting released into a group home, she cut off her ankle bracelet and went on a run with a 42-year-old man for like 12 hours. Very interesting story. Why are you looking at me like that?
You looked at me like that.
I just turned my head over. Anyways, going on to the next story. I want to wrap up this conversation I brought up last week, and I want to just let everybody know I'm Nostradamus. I'm going to predict what happens in the future. So last week I reported that Carmen Northwest, which is part of the Carmen Schools Public Charter School Network, of being at risk of losing their building and their charter authorization. Well, there's an update because last Thursday they had the school board meeting, as MPS had a school board meeting. And at that point, last Thursday, MPS had decided to give Carmen Northwest School a one-year authorization extension. So what that meant, Truth Nation, is that the 550 students and 60 staff members will be able to remain in the school for another year. But it also means that they will be doing the same song and dance next year around this time when it comes to the authorization of Carmen Northwest. Now, honestly, I'll be honest, I'm not really mad about it. I know some folks were upset about the fact that MPS only gave them a one-year extension, and some folks said, well, you know, based off the guidelines that MPS created, they should be getting a three-year extension, and this is MPS playing more games, which is probably true. It's probably for sure MPS playing more MPS games, but I really get the sense that Carmen Schools are just using MPS to operate their business and not interested in building a strong relationship with MPS or utilizing the resources that MPS could provide them as being authorized as a charter through them. And I say this because they built a brand new school like I talked about last week on the South Side. Well, they would now merge their two South Side schools, Carmen South and Carmen Southeast, would now be moving over to one building on the South Side. And on top of that, they move into a brand new building and they decide to get authorized by UW-Milwaukee, not MPS, for that Southside school. So a lot of time people try to say the big bad wolf is MPS in many situations, which they are. But in this scenario, they got it right. They got it right by telling Cartman, admin, staff, teachers, students, parents, everybody. They said, listen, we don't want y'all. Y'all don't want us. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to give y'all 1 year to figure y'all stuff out. So at the end of the 2026-2027 school year, Carmen going to have to figure out what they're going to do with the kids. And I think that's fair. Because if Carmen wanted to stay, they would have kept the Southside schools under the charter with MPS, but they didn't. They just using MPS. That's what it is. They don't have any interest in building and cultivating a strong relationship with MPS. They said, we're going to use MPS. And MPS said, nah, we ain't going to let that happen. So my call to MPS, or not MPS, excuse me, my call to Carmen is to solve this situation for folks by getting some type of busing for these students who are 9th and 10th graders who are right now enrolled at Carmen Northwest to get them kids bused out to that Southside school starting in 2027. And maybe see if MPS is maybe willing to sell you one of the many buildings they're going to have to sell over the next 3 years because they can't afford to maintain these buildings. Maybe they'll be willing to sell one of those buildings on the north side to you. But other than that, y'all better come up with a plan. Carmen Northwest, I advise y'all don't enroll any 9th graders next year because them 9th graders probably won't have a home come they next year. So I highly, highly encourage there be some type of resolution, which to me, I think the resolution comes to just basically taking them 9th and 10th graders this year and moving them over to Carmen South and busing them over to Carmen South so they can stay within the school district if they care. And the last weekend story I want to get to is I wanted to get to this last week, but I couldn't get to it. I'm playing a lot of catch up. A lot of stuff gets bumped back having these different interviews, which I love. I don't know if you heard this or not, Rhea, but Job, look at her snacking on that damn sandwich. It ain't a Rhea Riley sandwich.
Sure isn't.
Job, does it taste? Does it look old? Was it good? Is it good? It tastes fine. No,
it
looked kind of stale and old.
It's something to eat, bro.
But I wanted to get one, but I'm like, that kind of looked kind of like stale.
You just didn't eat them?
No, I didn't eat the sandwich. I decided against it. Ate the chips. I put my own bag of chips, though.
Okay.
Had the whole bowl. I said, I'm just going to open this one. But I don't know if you heard about this or not, but Job Data came out last week, and boy, oh boy, it painted a very bleak picture of the current state of our United States economy. In September, we added just 119,000 jobs, which was better than expected. I will say that because I'm a fair, balanced person. The 119,000 jobs was better than we expected. It's up from the $4,000 the job loss that we had in the month of August, which is always positive. And yes, you heard me right. In August, we did lose more jobs than we gained. But the reason why I said that we have a bleak outlook is because the problem we have looming is the fact that we keep doing these job numbers revisions, right? It happened during the Biden administration where they revised the job numbers and they got revised down. And now it's happening during the Trump administration. It happened multiple times where we've had multiple months where we had very little job growth. And even in August, we saw negative job growth. That's, and we did not gain jobs. We lost more jobs than we gained. And now, Truth Nation, this gets even worse when we start to look at October. And why I say October, because the October official job numbers have not been out yet, but there has been a release on job loss numbers. And what we're looking at is October's report for job loss saw 153,000 jobs lost in the month of October. That is 153,000 jobs lost in the month of October. That is not good. That is not good. That's the highest in 20 years. And for you, when you look at it towards the year as well, this has been an awful year. When you look at job loss for the year, this has been the worst year for layoffs since when? Since Biden? Nope. Been a worst year for layoffs since 2020, which was the pandemic. The pandemic is the last time we saw job numbers this bad. Now, why that is so significant is because the pandemic was something that was not created, but it was a disease or it was going around, an illness that was going around that caused the world to stop, that caused the global economy to stop. So it was something that was a disruption, an interrupter that interrupted where the country was going. And now what we're seeing is we have an interrupter and a disruption that is Donald Trump that's interrupting and disrupting. And now we are seeing, again, the highest number of jobs lost in a month of October in 20 years. Now, also, there has been 1.1 million layoffs this year, which is on par with the job cuts that we saw during the Great Recession. So I'm telling y'all, To compound this all, we also saw unemployment in the month of October tick up to 4.4%, which is a whole percentage point higher than what it was back in 2023 when Joe Biden was in office. Truth Nation, call this economy what it is. It's called the Trump effect. All the job numbers are being compared to historically awful job years. You're talking about the Great Recession and pandemic. When you think about the Great Recession, that was coming of age during that time. That was a struggle here in America. The stock market and the economy was down. There weren't a lot of jobs out there for folks. Folks were graduating and couldn't find jobs. And we know exactly what happened during the pandemic because we all lived through the pandemic. So when you have a current state of the economy being compared to the Great Recession, the pandemic, that is not the company you want to keep. Biden had the economy humming. He just couldn't get inflation under control. Now, Donald Trump comes in and we have high inflation. We have record job loss. We have negative months of job gains where we lost more jobs than we gained. And we have high unemployment. This is all a recipe for disaster. So, Truth Nation, this has been your weekend recap here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. On the other side, when we come back, there are some other news. Again, this is going to be a news day, Truth Nation. All news day. Going to get to the Epstein files tomorrow, finally.
Sure.
No, we gonna get to them tomorrow. I promise you. I got it written out. I just got to flush it all out. And also, tomorrow I'm going to Pottawatomie. I double booked myself, unfortunately. But I got to go to Pottawatomie tomorrow. Can't wait. I'm going to be playing some bingo at Pottawatomie for the Heart of Canal Street, a great cause. But come on down to bingo at Potto. $40 buy-in. You can win like $800 or $700. So come on down to Pottawatomie tomorrow, 6:30 for bingo. I'll be B12. 011. 069.
You're announcing it?
Yeah, I'm the announcer for bingo. I'm not playing bingo. I'm announcing bingo tomorrow. So come on down to bingo at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. I messed up because I went to church yesterday. It's like, you going to come to church? Because I serve people on Tuesdays once a month for the community. And they're going to come. It's going to be busy on Tuesday, Thanksgiving. I thought I had Potto tonight. And so I said, yeah, I'm going to be there. And I feel bad. So I'm sending my baby girl over there to go feed the community. She's been there before, Rhea. She's done it before. She did it with me 3 weeks ago. But 833-212-1017. On the other side, I do want to talk about this hate symbol thing because there's a couple news stories that I was just a little bit confused and baffled about. One had to do with the hate symbols, and the other one had to do with this professional job reclassification. I was very confused, but if you were like me, Truth Nation, I'm going to break it down and have us understand that once again, we have odds against us, and it has been the administration that put us in this way. So when we come back, we're going to talk about hate symbols and what that looks like and why this administration was considering changing or reclassifying what is a hate symbol and what is not. I guess a swastika ain't that bad no more. This is Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. I'll tell you why on the other side.
More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And Steinhoffel's Black Friday mattress sale is happening right now. Black Friday's on Friday, but you can go to Steinhoffel's and get the great deals right now. And Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's mattress leader. And right now, you'll find incredible Black Friday deals on all the best brands. Plus, 60 months, 0% financing. Save up to $500 on a Tempur-Pedic mattress set, $900 on Beautyrest, or even $900 on certified organic avocado sets available exclusively at Steinhoffel's. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to upgrade your sleep, this is it. Shop in store or online at steinhoffels.com. I promise you, go do you a test rest on a mattress. Feel how nice those mattresses are. And you'll walk away saying, yeah, I need to upgrade. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue here in downtown Milwaukee. You can always call in and text in at 833-212-1017. That's 833-212-1017. 1017. You can always watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And some of y'all had some comments. I guess another happy birthday to Millicent. Happy birthday. She said, Sherwin, please say happy birthday to your favorite listener. That was at 10:09. That wasn't for me. Oh, happy birthday to her, too. Happy birthday, everybody. Everybody, birthday. Happy birthday to my little cousin, whose birthday was yesterday on the 23rd. Shout out to my little cousin, Alexis. And then also, shout out to my other little cousin. So you know how I talk about my little cousins, right? I got one little cousin that play in the NFL, another little cousin that play at Memphis. Shout out to William Warden Pride of Rufus King High School, Rufus King General. Played against Purdue on Thursday, and then on Friday, played again against Wake Forest. Had a nice little reverse dunk. They wrote about him. He just transferred down there to play for Penny Hardaway. They lost at the buzzer, though. It was 1.7 seconds left, and the other team hit a three-pointer to win by one. But that's okay. He playing down at Memphis. But anyways, let's get right back into it. Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Kawanda on the talking text line in a response to talking about the young girl who, Morgan Geyser, who stabbed her friend 19 times back in 2014, who was released to a group home. Kawanda said, Kyle, is it really mental health? After explaining exactly how you put it, but it's the system who let her free back into society, but let that complexion been like us. Yeah, that's true. They want to throw us under the jail. That's exactly what they want to do. But I do want to get into the hate symbols, because this is something that's interesting. Because I always thought when people did the Heil Hitler thing, I always thought that was offensive. I thought that's a little hand salute that they do that I won't do, because I'll be damned if somebody make a meme out of me. Gotcha. Hell no. It's when they put the hand salute in the air. I was taught to think that was offensive. When I saw a noose, for some reason, as a black man who I have never seen a lynching in person in my life. Never have I seen a noose hanging around a neck of a black body hanging from a tree in my life. Now, I've seen videos, I've seen pictures, but for some reason, even thinking about the depiction of that makes me feel weird inside. I get a weird feeling in my chest and my stomach. I get sick. So this is why I believe we have to be extremely mindful of the things that are happening around us. And I always say, as a black man, I fully recognize that we do not get the same benefit of the doubt as white men. Heck, other ethnic groups, Asians and Hispanics, get a little bit more benefit of a doubt than we do, Indians. And I personally have felt a situation that I'm going through right now with the county, which one day I'll share, where I fully understand that as a middle-class black man, if you don't have, as Kawanda said, the connection or the complexion for the connection, you SOL. I'll tell y'all that story one day. But what I fully understand is that here in America, there are people who are in power that are not willing to acknowledge history and acknowledge some of the atrocities of the past. And last week, the United States military, specifically the Coast Guard, had a leaked proposal that showed that they plan to reclassify what symbols of hate are. Specifically, they were talking about nooses and swastikas being symbols of hate no longer. They're going to reclassify nooses and swastikas from symbols of hate to being politically divisive, or excuse me, not politically, potentially divisive. And a lot of people try to pit Jewish folks against black folks. Honestly, my experience is, you know, Jewish folks have been very kind to me and my family growing up. And also my experience when I went to Whitewater, I did not know how much white people hated white people. That was weird to me how they hated Jewish people. And legitimately, like, oh, I don't like that Jewish person. They make jokes. And I was like, this doesn't make sense to me. So, but the fact that white people don't like white people because of their religion allows you to see the depths of hate and evil that these folks are willing to go. But I am not surprised that this was something that was planned under this administration, under this current Department of Defense Secretary and Pete Hegseth, because Pete Hegseth himself proudly wears a tattoo that has been referenced as being a white nationalist or white Christian nationalist type tattoo. On his chest, he has a Jerusalem cross tattoo, which is considered a controversial symbol because it's associated with extremists, Christian nationalists, and white folks. But he wears that on his chest. So clearly, it makes sense why he would want to reclassify what hate symbols are. And at the end of the day, Truth Nation, I say we need to take note of anything and anytime someone tries to make something which is historically has been considered a symbol of hate into not a big deal. We should always be taking note of this. You don't have to go and preach about it. You ain't got to go and get mad about it. But my job here is to inform us and provide information and update us on what is happening. And when we're talking about removing hate symbols, I have to remind us that we're living in an administration that is putting Confederate monuments back up, meanwhile trying to diminish Black history. Remember, they removed Jackie Robinson, his military work, when they were going through scrubbing stuff. They removed him, but they're putting Confederate monuments back up. And they have no issue with Confederate flags hanging and flying high across the South. See, when a noose and swastika are considered to be just potentially divisive, that is a problem because it ignores the story of trauma and the history of trauma that both are associated with. See, a noose to me is a reminder of the estimated 4,743 Black bodies who were lynched in America. A noose is a reminder that white folks used to gather the young, gather the old, gather the weary, gather the tired. Gather those who are thriving to come together to watch a Black man hang high from a tree as if it was a sporting event. They used to hang Black people from trees with a noose for everybody to see. It was a spectacle. So this is a blatant attempt to erase history and soften the historical significance and whitewash history. So that's why, again, I'm here to educate us and make sure people are informed of this, because I think it is imperative that we understand that we are living in a time where you see decisions being made by people who don't give a damn about us. Just think about this. The noose and lynchings represented white justice. The noose represented taking things into your own hand. What some people would say street justice, for them back in the 1800s and early 1900s, that was white justice. See, what they did was they accused Black folks of crimes. And instead of them seeing their day in court, where, let's be honest, they probably would have been found guilty anyways, these white folks decided to take things into their own hands and used to give somebody, used to go knock on people's doors aggressively and used to say, hey, they break into your home and they aggressively say, bring your son, bring your brother, bring your father, bring your cousin, and we're going to hang them from a tree for everybody to see because they were mad. The noose is a sign of intimidation. But somehow this administration thought it was a good idea to propose in the Coast Guard that the noose no longer is a hate symbol, but the noose could be seen as potentially divisive. There is nothing divisive of somebody hanging from a tree from a noose. There is nothing divisive about the trauma that has been passed down through my family to me, to you, to Rhea, to those listening. When it comes to what a noose represents, they are trying to diminish the noose's impact on American history. We are living in a time where white people, and specifically white men, are becoming the victims. The main perpetrators of racism and hate in this country are now becoming the victims. And shout out to all the white men out there who standing 10 toes down against this nonsense, because there's a lot of y'all out there. There's a lot of y'all out there pushing back, and I appreciate y'all. But for those who hear stuff like this and shrug it off, be better. Be better. This is all about making America and white America feel good and feel comfortable. Instead of ensuring that these atrocities will never happen again, they're trying to diminish the impact of what they were and what history actually will tell us about it. Now, switch it over to the swastika. Imagine being Jewish and seeing that. Hell, being Black and seeing it the way we were taught in school. There is no symbol, I don't know about y'all, but there's no symbol that reminds me of the persecution in the history of Jewish people other than a swastika in the Holocaust that came along with that. It represents white supremacy, anti-Semitism, hatred, concentration camps, people being starved to death, malnourished, burned to death, and a swastika reminds me of a Nazi Germany that was led by Hitler. I don't know about you, Rhea. Is that what you think of when you see a swastika?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people see that. But according to the U.S. Coast Guard, the proposal that was leaked out, that would simply be, kind of divisive. And so now the U.S. Coast Guard is claiming that the noose and the swastika will remain as symbols of hate in their policies, but whoever drafted that policy should be immediately relieved of their duties. And thank goodness to the person who leaked that information out. Because if they did not leak that information out, maybe the public would not have known about it. Maybe the backlash wouldn't have been as hard. But this is the problem I have. It shouldn't have taken for a leak for public or public backlash for these folks to know what the right thing was to do. But again, unfortunately, this is America that we live in. This is the America that we live in. On a talking text line, Mark said, can't think of any other use of a noose other than lynchings. They not pirates. That's very true. Great point. Daniel on the talking text line says, somebody just told me it's a news story about a black man hanging from a tree in Brookfield. Have y'all heard anything about this? Yes, Tory Lowe was working with the family last week. He mentioned it on his show. And so again, we cannot allow for things like this to happen and us not talk about it. Because this is done purposely. When you see monuments going up that are Confederate monuments that were taken down during the Biden administration, you know the message that is being sent. When you see black history and military folks in black history being scrubbed from websites, you know what this is about. When you see them try to say that reclassify a noose and a swastika from being symbols of hate to basically being, potentially divisive, we understand what this is about. This is about making white Americans feel more comfortable and not have to face the fact of the terrible history that we have. But how can we move forward as a country if we continue to try to diminish our history? Y'all love talking about Thanksgiving and what happened with the, how the natives came together with the Puritans and they had a good time. They don't talk about how they raped and destroyed them. But we always like to paint this perfect picture of America and we try to act like things did not happen. But 833-212-1017, I see your call. We're going to get to you on the other side. See your call, see your text. Make sure you watch and stream us live on YouTube at 1017 The Truth on YouTube. If you have any thoughts on this conversation today, please make sure y'all go to YouTube. Make sure y'all type in, join in the conversation, or you can text in at 833-212-1017. But the United States Coast Guard had somebody who proposed to have nooses in the swastika no longer be hate symbols. Somebody in United States Coast Guard was proposing, or the military was proposing, that hailing Hitler or a swastika or black folks hanging from a noose in a tree were no longer hate symbols, but just maybe divisive. It's a shame, but I'll take your calls. I'll take your text next. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 1017, The Truth.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017, The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017, The Truth on YouTube.
The perfect game day starts in Titletown at the American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaways, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score in the Protect the End Zone game, which is their interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. And if you're looking to get an insurance quote, or you're looking to get homeowners insurance, car insurance, life insurance, guess what? You can get it all at American Family Insurance by going to amfam.com today. That is amfam.com today. And make sure you can get a quote instantly online, or you can find an agent near you. That's visiting amfam.com today. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Shout out to my Packers. took care of business. Everybody was all nervous a couple weeks ago, and I said, all right, we're going to see. And look at us now. Look at us now. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk and Text Line. We're talking about the fact that there were United States Coast Guard had a leak come out that showed that they were going to change what they believe hate symbols were, right? What were examples of hate symbols? And thank goodness for the leak, because if the leak did not happen, who knows if this would have flew under the radar. And I think it's so important for us to understand history and for us to understand that a swastika is clearly a symbol of hate. Never once in history has it, well, let me, I don't know what a swastika was used for prior to Nazi Germany. I'm not a swastika historian. But what I do know is when I think of Nazi Germany, when I think of Hitler, when I think of the Jewish Holocaust, what I think of is I think of the Nazi swastika symbol that represented hate. So, yes, I think it's a symbol of hate. When I think of nooses and I see nooses, and based off the history that, again, that I have not seen, and that's the crazy thing about it. I have never seen somebody hanging from a tree in person, but I have seen videos of it. And when I see these videos and I see these pictures and I see these gatherings, it clearly was a symbol of hate. So for the United States Coast Guard to even consider this as a potential thing to get rid of nooses and swastikas as symbols of hate was a terrible, terrible decision in the first place. And again, the individual who believed that this was the right thing to do should 100% be relieved of their duties. But 833-212-1017, that is what the conversation is. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Alan Milwaukee, what are your comments on the Coast Guard changing the hate symbols?
Well, remember, this is about the skin color and hair, and hate is always in their culture. Make Christianity a hate organization since it was started by white racist slave owners. Have a great day.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying there with, you know, Christian organizations. I wouldn't go that far. As somebody who does go to church, I would say that tolerance and acceptance is something that is preached at my church. And so I wouldn't go that far in saying that. But I do agree that Christianity has been used to the detriment of African Americans in our history. It definitely has been part of our downfall, but also gave us something to hope for as well, as it has been shifted into something that has become a foundation of what a lot of us live our lives on. So I get what you're saying with that. But 833-212-1017. DeAngel's Advocate said on the Truth Talking text line, yo, KW, so if you really believe that old symbols of hate should not be rewritten as non-offensive today, then what do you think of the N-word in term of endearment for today? I think that is a great conversation. And I think when it looked at the N-word, I feel like it has been changed into a term of endearment. And depending on the source or who says it, will depend on the level of what it's meant for. What I fully understand is that a lot of people who do not look like me, and I'm very uneasy. I do not like when people who aren't black who use it, like, you know how, you know, some Hispanic folks use it. I never was one to accept that. I was always one to be like, what's going on? And like, and the whole N-word pass thing, you never heard me give anybody a pass. Mm-mm, not me. I wasn't doing that. And I do understand that it's rooted in hate. I do understand what that word meant. And at the end of the day, I feel like we have truly changed that word in our community, in our culture, in our voice. I truly believe that we have taken that word and have made it a term of endearment for one of us. But I'd be damned if a white boy walk after me or a white woman walk up to me and say, what's up, my nigga? No, 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 not me. Not that. It's Kyle. Mr. Wallace. My friend. K-Wall. To the ladies, Kaka. Well, I'm just kidding. To one lady, Kaka now. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh.
I ain't no bruh. Just being honest. But that is my biggest thing, is I do not believe that the N-word has an awful history, but we have turned into a term of endearment. If we were to stop using the N-word, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I ain't going to lie, but I know that's a whole nother debate. Again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. If we're having a conversation talking about the United States Coast Guard was considering a proposal that would have removed swastikas and nooses from symbols of hate for the United States Coast Guard, you can comment and chime in on this conversation by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Gnostic on the talking text line at 833-212-1017 said, Mr. Wallace, the Nazi swastika is a perversion of a Hindu symbol also used in Buddhism. To quote from earlier, do better. Okay, yeah. Well, the Nazi symbol here in America, when white people are using it, is not that.
That's funny. That's what the guy just called about. But I know it as a Greek symbol of well-being.
I know. Well, we'll definitely take Mike on the South Side. I can tell you what I know it as. But go ahead, Mike on the South Side. Hindu background of the swastika. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, originally, if you reverse the lines on the outside, that's where it originated from. But unfortunately, Hitler reversed them, you know, to make his emblem at the time. So, I mean, that's just what it was.
And that's what I said earlier. I said, listen, I don't know the history of the swastika pre-Hitler. All I know is what the swastika meant post-Hitler. So I appreciate
it.
I appreciate it, Mike. Wait a minute. Mike, so Mike, do you think that the swastika should be banned or not from the
it's a terrible symbol. I mean, plain and simple. But also in regards to the, you know, when you're talking about the news, you know, unfortunately, that was the easiest way to, you know, back from the Middle Ages, it was unfortunately the easiest way to kill someone or, you know, for whatever crime that may have happened. And unfortunately, that kept up through, you know, up through the 18th and 19th century. And unfortunately, it went the other way in regards to what you were discussing, too. So, but always the news has been what I would call the cheap version of killing someone, especially if you were a horse or a cattle thief, though, too.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it was a cheap way to kill a lot of black bodies. So thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. And 833-212-1017. I appreciate folks chiming in and providing additional information. On the talking text line, Dawn also said the swastika backwards is a spiritual symbol. And so I'll say this. I'm not denying any of that. But what I'm saying is a lot of the folks who are texting in, calling in, myself included, most of us were born post-1940. Not a lot of y'all calling in was born in the 30s or born when it was considered a Hindu symbol or a spiritual symbol. Most of y'all first time as a kid, But most of y'all, when y'all were kids, y'all learned about the Holocaust. And when you learned about the Holocaust and you learned about Nazi Germany, what did you see? You saw a swastika. That's what you saw. You didn't see it. I know for a fact. Y'all didn't learn about the Hindu part until probably later on when you were adults. But the swastika in American history, when you talk about American history, when you watch the History Channel, we talk about it, it is aligned in place with the Jewish Holocaust. So we can try to paint this picture of trying to say, oh, well, it used to be this or it means that or No. I'm going to tell you this. I bet you I can look it up. I'm going to try to Google. How many people with Hindu religion is in the United States military? I bet you less than 5%. I bet you they ain't the ones complaining about it. And because I know in America, America don't give a damn about no religion but Christianity, especially the folks in power now. So I definitely know it ain't say they didn't say, well, let's be inclusive of everybody. And since a swastika is related to the Hindu religion, let's go ahead and let's take that off the list. Hell no, that ain't what it was about. Everything has to do with racism and race and not making certain people feel a certain way. But 833-212-1017, I appreciate the conversation. When we get to the other side, I'm going to take more of your calls, take more of your texts. I'm also going to read you on the YouTube. Y'all had a great conversation going on YouTube. And I love the fact that people educated me on the Hindu symbol. Because I had a feeling, I was like, I don't know the prehistory. I feel like there's other things that people talked about. But when I see a swastika, I know what I think about. What do you think about, Rhea?
I was going to tell you it's also a Greek. There's also a Greek background to it as well, which is what I knew. I didn't know about the Hindu one.
When did you learn about the Greek one? Before you learned about Hitler?
A few years ago. Okay. But they changed what was a good symbol of well-being
to a bad
and religion to something really horrible and hater and filled with hate.
As somebody said on YouTube, Ma the Elephant, anything they use is not theirs. Always up in hate. Ends up in hate. I read that badly. Anything they use that is not theirs always ends up in hate. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll wrap up the show with your texts, your calls. You can watch the streamers live on YouTube, and I'll share my final thoughts on today's show. But before we do, I do have to leave this. The award-winning 101.7 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. Panthers basketball is back at home as they look to take down the Dominican University Stars tomorrow at UWM Panthers Arena. Scott Wars has the cover starting at 5:30 p.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth in the Milwaukee Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 6 p.m. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. We'll wrap up the show in three.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
One call, that's all with Gruber Law Offices. I was watching a Gruber commercial yesterday, or recently, it wasn't yesterday, and I was like, oh man, I forgot about that. This is how I forgot. You know, if you were in an accident and you can't leave your home, guess what? Gruber Law Offices will come to you. I was like, man, they do everything. Not only will they come to you, but they will fight for you, they stand up for you, and they make sure you can focus on healing as a client while they focus on winning your case. They provide the best care, the best service, and the best representation because that is their priority at Gruber Law Offices. And also, when I work with them, I didn't have to worry about paying them or anything. There's no fee to call with them, consult with them, or hire them as a law firm. There's no fee until they won my case. And that's what they are known for doing, is winning case. They got results that truly speak for themselves. They've been serving the community for over 35 plus years. So if you or a loved one ever injured in an accident, make one call, that's all, to Gruber Law Offices at 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666. Or visit them at gruber-law.com. It's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And today we just had a conversation talking about, first and foremost, the young lady, Morgan Geyser, who stabbed her friend 19 times back in 2014, was on the run, and she got caught. So thankfully she did get caught. She got caught with a little 42-year-old man. She's 21 to 22. Got caught with a little 42-year-old man. I know they both had to be crazy. You on the run, you going to sleep outside on the concrete, you look crazy. So she wasn't going to last too long out there by herself. And then she told him to Google me. Come on now. What are you going to tell people to Google you for? You on a run. And then the last conversation we had was talking about the United States military the Coast Guard had a proposal and a policy that would change hate symbols of a noose and a swastika from being labeled as hate symbols to potentially divisive. And they're not going to do it, thank goodness, but I think it's so important that we're aware that these are the type of conversations that are happening. If it wasn't for political pushback and outcry, they probably would have passed this through. And I think it's unfortunate that the people who were putting together proposal didn't have the wherewithal to be able to say, we shouldn't touch that one. So Truth Nation, I appreciate y'all for chiming in today into the conversation. Always watching Strippers Live on the YouTube by going to 1017 or YouTube, Truth on YouTube. Give us a like and give us a share. But I appreciate y'all. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4, Truth Nation. And, I look forward to talking about Epstein tomorrow. Rhea, I'm going to get to it. I promise you. We're going to talk about it. You're going to bring it now. You're going to have to bring some stuff, too, now. So be prepared.
What do you need me to do?
Be prepared to talk about little pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and pedophile Trump. This is Truth to Power, Kyle Walls. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Peace out, Truth Nation. I'll see y'all tomorrow. New York, get yourself together.